obviously it's a privilege to represent our league in the NCAA tournament. Hopefully we'll get a couple of others to join us. But we feel very fortunate to have come to Atlantic City and won three games. It's a great feeling for us. We just talked about a little bit in the locker room of how important this is, especially for our three seniors, to have this as a lasting memory. All accolades to Duquesne. I think they're a tremendously well-coached team, have great toughness. I would say, I mentioned it the other day, that they were undersized, not deep, and have great heart. And I think they showed that tonight. So we're, again, privileged and honored to be Atlantic 10 champions and having to win three games here in Atlantic City against three very, very well-coached and terrific basketball teams. Again, we're honored.
Okay, questions first for Steven.
Deontay, when you came to Temple, it had been like 5 years since they reached the NCAA tournament. This is after many years of making it for almost every year. You know, how's it feel now to have 2 years in a row getting back to the NCAA tournament? Do you feel like you had a big part in turning things around and maybe putting Temple back on the national map?
I definitely do, you know, but, you know, I just like to give all thanks to, you know, my teammates, you know, the coaching staff. Those guys did a great job, you know, my 4 years here, you know, and that just shows, you know, a lot about, you know, not only the team, but just the program in general and, you know, what the coaches do to get us prepared for every game and, you know, my teammates for getting us prepared, you know, from the first to the last man. You know, the walk-ons does a great job of preparing us for every game and, you know, the guys that don't get in as much, like the freshmen, those guys do a great job. So I definitely, you know, happy that, you know, we got a chance to get back to the tournament this year, man. Oh, definitely. It was definitely a goal, you know, to get this, you know, get Temple back to where it's used to being, and that's the tournament, and, you know, and win Atlantic 10 championships. That was definitely one of my goals. But, you know, if you told me I'd have won, you know, two back-to-back, man, I looked at you like it was crazy.
Deontay, do you remember, to your left, do you remember anything about the 12-18 sophomore year, and if so, what?
I do, you know, even though that we struggled that year, we had great leaders on that team, and Deion and Dustin, you know, we struggled that year, but I definitely remember a lot about that team. You know, even though we struggled, you know, we stuck together as a team. You know, we never gave up on, you know, Coach Dumpf. You know, that was his first year. We never gave up on him. We never gave up on the coaching staff, and that's one of the main things I remember about that team, with the leadership, you know, and the heart that that team had. And we have some of the same guys on this team, and that's why I knew, you know, that the following year and in this year that we would be successful because of the guys that we had on that roster. And those guys never gave up on nothing. You know, even though we had a tough year that year, those guys never gave up. So I knew we would be successful in the long run.
Deontay, the two shots that you hit late against Xavier, those jumpers that you kind of battling. There's poor shooting for a few games. Did you kind of feel that carry over into today, where maybe that got your confidence back and maybe got you back in a rhythm?
I mean, like I said before, shooters have slumps. Shooters going to, you know, have bad shooting nights. And I just never lost confidence. You know, I was missing a little bit in the beginning of the Xavier game, but Coach Dumpf had all the confidence in the world in me. My teammates had all the confidence in the world in me. And, you know, like I said yesterday, when the coach gave me the ball and told me to make something happen, I did. I thought I did a great job of delivering. But today, coming to the game, you know, that game was out of my mind. The only thing I had on my mind was winning the championship and going and playing my butt off today to get this title. And I thought every shot I shot today was going in. And I didn't even think about the previous games or how bad I was shooting in the previous games. I just knew how good I was going to play today and how good I was going to shoot today. So that was the only thing on my mind today.
Deontay and Sergio, both after the week you guys have had, can you talk about what this means, considering that without the State 10 title, you guys probably would not have been in the NCAA tournament?
I mean, it means a lot. You know, when you got a lot of, you know, guys saying, oh, well, you can't make the tournament without winning the A-10s. You know, we try not to listen to things like that, but, you know, to go into a game like this against a great team like Duquesne, you know, they're well-coached, great players in that team. Going to a game like this and beating a team like that in the finals, to get an automatic bid says a lot about this team, about the captains on this team, about the coaches, you know, about the players. That, you know, we never gave up. You know, we don't listen to what people say. We try to, you know, shut people up by doing what we got to do on the court. So I think that says a lot about this team.
Well, it's totally different. You know, Coach Taney and Coach Dunphy have completely different philosophies and style of playing basketball. But I mean, it was just—I think it was a pretty easy transition. Coach Dunphy made it easy for us, and I think that year we struggled a little bit. But I mean, I think we worked hard, and it did get us somewhere. You know, we won two championships now, and so we worked really hard for it.
Ryan, can you talk about the big three you hit and how that
played unfolded? I know previous before that possession, we had a couple of chips that the clock shot clock was running down. We didn't get good looks at the basket like we wanted to. You know, four shots that one didn't hit the rim. And I was just trying to get a clean look for myself and try to put it in the basket. And unfortunately, it went in.
John, Ryan, Deontay, Sergio both talked about this a bit. That bond between the players and friends over these 3 years, and I talked about this, come together really pretty quickly. Can you talk about how that progression's been?
I think it's progressed pretty smoothly. I think everybody has bought in with the coaching staff. Wants to accomplish, and Coach Dunphy gets on us every day. He pushes us to our best potential. He wants to get the best out of us, and we've accepted that. And we've come together as a team and just bought into everything the coaches and even ourselves want to accomplish. I think that's shown over these past couple years.
Ryan, you had tremendous games as your high school career went down, won the state championship, that kind of thing. You've been great in this tournament. How much, if anything, did that experience in high school help you at this point as well?
I would have to say during high school, the coaching staff also would always preach to have a refuse-to-lose attitude. And when you have such great opportunities presented in front of you to take advantage of them, because you know, you don't want to look back and say, I could have done this, I should have done this better. And when you have certain opportunities like this in your hands, and you can reach for it and just grab it, just take full advantage of it. And I think having that refuse to lose attitude has gone a long way for me.
Sergio, can you describe defending Saunders? It seemed like every time he was coming at you from 20 feet out, straight at you, sometimes he dunked it on you, other times he blocked your shot.
Duquesne has a total different style of player. They're all, guards and forwards. And, so I'm kind of slow, it was a tough matchup. That was their game plan, and I think I did a good job. Sometimes I didn't. I got dunked on instead. It's just a tough matchup. He tried to take advantage of, his speed. I think I took a lot of advantage of my height, trying to bang inside, and it worked good for us.
Hi, Deontay, Sergio, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll pose the same question to you. When you came aboard, for whatever the reason, Temple had been a slump as far as the NCAA tournaments and it carried over in your first year. How important is it to you to kind of put Temple back regularly in the NCAA tournaments?
Well, when I first got the job, obviously, trying to succeed John Chaney was not an easy chore, but he made it great for me. He accepted the fact that I was going to come to Temple and try to and try to make the program as good as I could make it, or, and certainly not me, but our staff and our players. We've had a nice run over the last couple of years. We're a pretty lucky group of guys, and I think it's very important. I think Temple has a tremendous basketball, college basketball history. We have two Hall of Fame coaches there with Harry Litwack and John Chaney, and many, many great, great players. And I'm proud to be there and proud to represent Temple as their basketball coach. And I think it's of great importance for us to be as good as we can be.
Fran, what does it mean to you to hear your players say the kinds of things that they said about you just now?
What did they say, John? Was it complimentary? Was it glowing terms? Or
it might.
Yeah. Well, they're a good group of guys. This is three tremendous kids, and they work real hard. Again, I've said it so many times now. It's a privilege to play college basketball. It's absolutely a privilege to play college basketball at Temple, but it's not easy. It's a lot of work involved in it, and you got to work your butt off. So. All the stuff that has to be done, and they do it, and I do get on them quite hard and vociferously, to be honest with you. But that's the way it is, and buy into it, and hopefully good things will happen. But they're a great group of guys, and they took good care of me over the last couple of years. My 3 years at Temple have been great. My 17 years at Penn were fabulous. All of those teams, all of those kids took good care of me, and I'm grateful for the relationship that I will have. Now, with those two guys, it'll be much different next year. This kid's going to have hell to pay again next year. But after it's over, then we'll hug and we'll become great friends. But during the course of it, before that happens, I'm too demanding to be a great friend to you. It's not the way this works. I care about you, and I love you, and I will take good care of you, and I'll have you back. But you're going to have to pay a price. And they all buy in, which is great for them, great for me.
Right, in the first half, you guys both kind of, in some ways, took each other's best shots. Both teams shot over 50%. What did you guys talk about in the locker room when you figured out the second half?
Well, I thought we were very fortunate to be up in the game. Obviously, Deontay had a knockout first half, and you can't necessarily think he's going to have another one in the second half. I thought they were terrific in the first half. We were having a hard time guarding them. We tried a couple of possessions of zone. It did slow them down a little bit. And obviously the second half was much more difficult to score for both teams. Obviously the defense has improved, a little bit of experimentation, both offensively and defensively, resulted in not much scoring, but real hard fought defensively. And we were just fortunate to score more points than them tonight. So we're lucky, we're a lucky group.
Coach, a critical part of the game over here.
Yes.
The 5-point game, it's got 4 minutes left. It seems to be teetering, 9 seconds on the shot clock. You make the substitution. You bring Ryan in for Zaman, and boom, Brooks hits that key 3-point.
Great coaching, right, Chuck?
Absolutely.
I would say this to you. Ryan Brooks is the best clutch shooter that I think I've coached in my 20 years of coaching. He just seems to be arrive at the moment. He thrives on it, and as he rose up, I thought he was pretty well guarded on that shot too. But as he rose up, he just said, "You know what? This thing's probably going in because that's who he is. He's a winner in every sense of the word. That kid has been unbelievable. He is the lowest maintenance guy I might have ever coached as well. Never an issue, and he's been tremendous in every sense of the word. But I would tell you that he's the best clutch shooter that I think I've coached."
Fran, when Duquesne beat Dayton yesterday, did you feel as though your at-large hopes were pretty much gone because it would have meant four, you know, if you lost today, it would have meant four teams from the 18 getting in?
You know what, Jeff, we don't, I try not to listen too much, I try not to pay attention to it. I have no control over it, so there's nothing I can do about it. I heard all the prognosticators, and they talked about some things, and then I said I can't listen to this stuff anymore or read about it, because again, you have no control over it. But I heard the thought that there would only be three teams going to the NCAA tournament, but we were just hoping we would be playing well enough to win the game tonight and take all that doubt out. But I can't say I thought a whole lot about it. I think we're so focused on just trying to win the game, and if we take care of our business, then we won't have to worry about whether or not we're going to be selected as an at-large team.
Congratulations. You went last year
and you're going back again this year. Does last year's experience help this team, and do you get the sense now you want to run, that you can continue the run and make a little run here in the game?
Well, I appreciate the question, Jack. I think that story is yet to be told, and I think that it's so much dependent on matchups, who you get. Like last year we got Michigan State, and they were a tremendous defensive basketball team, and we got off to a poor start. I think a lot depends on where you're seated. Again, the matchups are critical, so I hope we can carry this on. Last year I think we played a Thursday game, maybe the first game on Thursday, and we were pretty far away from home in Denver. You'd like to think you can get a little bit better draw that way, where you don't have to go quite so far. Some of your fans can get there. So there's so many different variables involved, but I hope that we can continue to play to the point where we're good enough to win games.
Fran, could you sort of quickly detail the, Ryan was your first recruit. Louis had signed with
right.
Liberty, and Ryan was the first one you went out and got. I guess you had recruited Garrett Williamson originally, and went to St. Joe's, right. And then you ended up getting Ryan Brooks. And then additionally, did you expect him to be such a productive, and he could be such a productive player?
I don't know. Again, Sean, I don't think you sit there and say how much production this kid's going to have as a freshman and sophomore and so on. But there was something special about him. And the thing that turned me on to him was, again, the quality of the person. And all he did in high school was win. Their teams just won. He went to the finals of the state in the junior year, and then they win it all as a senior. So we couldn't go wrong with having this kid in our program. We needed another player, and he came in, and he played right away. And he was one of the first guys off the bench as a freshman. And I would love to have had the luxury of bringing him off the bench for his whole career, but the fact is, we can't be out in the court too much without him. When he was out of the game, actually, I think Aaron Jackson got 7 points, two threes, and two threes, and then we fouled on the second one. And I don't like to be out in the court too much without him, to be honest with you. That's the kind of kid he is. He's been tremendous.
Fran, how great is the time between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow when you sort of don't have to worry about who it is, just what you were saying before, who it is, where you're going, who you're going to play, what you have to do to get ready?
Well, you know, I've been a blessed guy that way. We've been in the team that I have had the responsibility of coaching has been to the NCAA tournament a number of times, and I've never been sitting there wondering whether or not your name has been called. I think that's got to be a torture test. So I wasn't looking forward to that. I think we needed to win one or two more games during the regular season to put us in the conversation for tomorrow if we had lost tonight. But yeah, the next 24 hours are fabulous, to be honest with you. It's great fun. So happy for the guys that they will be going to the NCAA tournament. And there's not a feeling quite like this. And as I said to them, I mean, again, you ride on that bus ride home, the reflections that you have are fabulous. And they're very meaningful as well.
Dolph, you spoke about how clutch Ryan is, but the way that Deontay seemed to come out in the first half just really seemed to be on a mission almost. Can you just kind of speak to, seems like he's the type of guy in the biggest game, brings out the best in him?
Well, I think you're right, Brendan. He was spectacular in the first half. Was he 6 for 10 on threes in the first half? Yeah, 6 for 10. It looked like everything was going to go in the basket that he shot, But he's earned that right. He took some bad shots in the second half. I don't think there's any question about it. We'll watch the film a little bit, and we'll identify some of those and probably try to eliminate some of those as well. But he's such a frenetic kid. He wants to do so well so often that you put up with some of them. But there were a couple of times I want to say, come on over here for a second. Let's reevaluate what we're doing out here. But you live with some of the stuff that he does because he can go off like he did in the first half. So I don't know how more impressive a three-year run that a kid could have, though. I mean, he's had a fabulous college basketball career at Temple.
Fran, 3 years now, you're 8-1 at Board Roll Call. This is your home away from home. And your thoughts on the tournament overall?
Well, I don't think I'm 8-1. I think we lost a regular season game to Cincinnati here. So we have a couple of losses, but I think it's a great place. I think it's a tremendous place. I think Atlantic City has done a great job of hosting the tournament. I've said it before, I think what our tournament needs is to be in one place for a stretch of time so we can establish ourselves, kind of like a Big East idea would. And we need to get as many people to come down here on a long weekend and enjoy Atlantic City. Now, I'm prejudiced, of course, because we're not too far away, and some of our fans can get here. If I were coaching at another institution, maybe I wouldn't be as biased in my views, but I think I don't know how much better you could make it than Atlantic City has made it.
Brandon, Sergio, you know, talked a little bit about the challenges defensively, but how important was it for him and LaVoy to both stay on the floor for 35 minutes? And even though, you know, they did get some points inside there by driving, and, you know, they were able to get in the way of some shots and pick up a lot of rebounds for you.
Well, we run our offense better with those two guys in the game. Not that we ran it great the second half. We certainly didn't, but we did throw it down to Serge a couple of times. LaVoy had a big jumper on the wing that just kind of dribbled in the basket, which was a big basket for us. But we need them. LaVoy is so versatile. He could have done probably a better job on Saunders, but then that would have left Serge maybe on Clark, and Clark had knocked it out in the first half, so we were concerned about that. So we're just going to have to live with Serge on Saunders there a little bit. The last time they ran an out-of-bounds play, just kind of drove it right by Serge. We asked him to take a little bit of different route to try to deny that pass to Saunders, and he didn't quite get out there quick enough. But we need those two guys. They're good basketball players. And Serge, when you have him on the defensive end, can change a lot of shots defensively.